All right, Benji. Hey, man, you had to come from the back a little bit. I thought this was a really good ride for you. Whoops were really good for you, a strong point. A big old battle with all your teammates. But good job. Are you happy?
I'm pretty happy. Start is just a problem for me. I'm working on something new that I'm not going to talk about yet until it starts working.
Okay, all right.
With the start.
Is this a technique or a bike thing? A technique or a bike?
A whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'll ask Derico.
See, I don't think I've told him yet, actually.
Okay.
So I'm working on this, right? And the heat race was the first time that I did it, so it's new. But I'm going to work on it this week and hopefully get the start dialed. But I was happy with my riding. Like you said, the whoops were a strong point for me. I felt like if I got close to anybody before the whoops, I'd make a pass there. So they were so hammered, and most people were trying to jump. But I felt solid all the way through. I didn't really get tired, and so that's positive. I just starts, man. I feel like if I could start up there, I could finish up there. So hopefully we can get that dialed this week and have a better weekend.
I also feel your crashes have been an issue, Benji. You've been hitting the ground more than you would like, I'm sure, this year.
Yeah, and stupid little crashes, too. Not even big, but like you said, got into some battles with my teammates. Vince and I made contact, twice, which was funny, but I feel like it was a good night for me. I feel like I made some positive steps, and so just got to work on a start.
Track got beat down, it looked like, pretty good. A lot of mistakes being made. I don't know, because I guess it was obviously soft going in. Did it get any more hammered than usual?
It was a different kind of hammered. I thought it wasn't so like in practice, obviously it was kind of muddy.
Yep.
Like in the transitions, but the jumps and berms and stuff were the hardest dirt that I think I've ever raced in a supercross in my life.
Mm.
And so that was weird. And the corners didn't rut up until the main event, really, like not deep.
Yeah, yeah.
But even in the main event, it was like, they were kind of shallow, but they were really, really choppy.
Yep.
And so, like, that's not at all what we've been racing. And so it's kind of hard with how the bikes have been set up. Thankfully, I felt like my bike was set up really good for that.
Right.
And the whoops also were really sketchy. And so I think a lot of people were having some issues with that.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. Does it help? I don't know. This could be a stupid question, so just tell me if it is. Does it help you at all to see Shane come out, grab a start, lead laps in a heat, his first race? Does that help? I don't know, you or team or the bike or anything?
I mean, not really for me, just because I didn't do it.
I know, but maybe you're like, oh, the bike, I can do this, the bike. I don't know. Maybe it's a dumb
question. Well, I mean, I going into this season, I knew the bike was good. I knew that the bike was going to be what I needed. And so I kind of already had the positivity about the bike.
Okay.
And obviously it's good to see him do that. I rode with him for the whole off season and pretty close to basically being the same speed. And so it just gives me the confidence to know that if I start up there in a heat race, I can finish up there. If I start up there in a main event, I'd like to think I can finish up there. Maybe not top five, but at least 6 to 10, somewhere around there.
Right.
Especially with how close the tracks have been. If you start up there, you have a good gap on the guys in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the first couple laps.
Yeah. Just make 5 laps error free at a sprint speed and you've got some gap, you know?
Yeah. It's a big gap by then, and it's so hard with how close everybody is in speed to catch up in those situations. So
well, look, you got 14th, which on paper maybe wasn't amazing compared to where you were doing last year, but again, I think you rode really well and the class is deep, and so this is a good ride. Thanks, Benji.
Yeah, well thank you. My dad put an insurance policy on me, and at Houston he was like, are you not thinking about costing me money each race?
Okay, fantastic.
So, 14th got him a little bit back. So
good.
He's going to be happy with that after his depressing weekend.
Yeah, something to offset the Chiefs game. Something. So,
yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Benny.
Thank you.
Bye.